Welcome to our special July 2026 edition of Living in Brisbane Live, where you'll hear what's in store over the coming year from our cost of living budget. Find out about our new Move Well Brisbane program that will make it even easier to stay active, learn new skills, and enjoy our outstanding lifestyle. Operation Smooth will be resurfacing roads in 190 locations around the city over the coming year. You'll hear our plans to future-proof our much-loved 86-year-old Story Bridge, ensuring that it remains both a critical transport connection for Queenslanders and a Brisbane icon for many years to come. That's just the start. Grab a cuppa, make yourself comfortable, and enjoy this July edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. We're spending less where we can so we can deliver more where it counts. We've made tackling cost of living a priority while we continue to invest in the infrastructure and services needed to keep Brisbane moving. A record investment in smoother roads and public transport will help set a new benchmark and are a critical part of our commitment to keeping Brisbane moving. As Brisbane grows, we're also continuing our efforts to unlock thousands more homes in the right places. Sensible financial management means we're reducing unnecessary spending while investing more in the infrastructure and services that help shape our reputation as Australia's lifestyle capital.
Brisbane residents will continue to pay less and get more in our cost of living budget. We're investing more than 90% of our $3.9 billion budget in our suburbs through our Suburbs First Guarantee, delivering better parks and facilities for everyone to enjoy. Residents will pay hundreds of dollars less per year on average for minimum general rates than other Southeast Queensland councils, and we're increasing the pensioner rates rebate by $52 to $1,350 per year. We're investing in better roads and core services that help shape our reputation as Australia's lifestyle capital, including a record $110 million on road resurfacing as part of Operation Smooth. We're also bringing back our popular $2 summer dips and free off-peak travel for seniors on city cats and buses. We're committed to investing in what matters most to Brisbane and delivering a balanced budget that provides real value for residents. For more information, search Budget Initiatives on our website.
Our new Move Well Brisbane program will make it even easier to stay active. We're scaling up the number of our free and affordable wellness sessions from 9,000 to 20,000 over the next 2 years, with more locations around Brisbane and more dawn, dusk, and weekend options available. We'll also be partnering with more local businesses and organisations, including Nutrition Australia, to offer new experiences like preparing nutritious, tasty, and budget-conscious meals. The Move Well Brisbane program is the biggest boost to free and affordable activities in Brisbane's history and will launch later this year. For more information and to find a class near you, visit our website.
Brisbane has the best lifestyle in Australia, and we're committed to keeping it that way by creating more to see and do in the suburbs. We're upgrading and building new parks in all corners of the city. We're also planning and delivering destination sports parks for everyone to enjoy, with a range of facilities at Pilara, Elland Grove, and Rochdale. We'll be releasing the anticipated Kedrinbrook Vision and Master Plan to revitalise and rejuvenate the catchment, and finalising the design for the Greenway, a green spine connecting the Brisbane River at Oxley and Archerfield Wetlands.
For 86 years, the Story Bridge has been both a critical transport connection for Queenslanders and a much-loved icon of Brisbane. It was built to last 100 years, and we're progressing a business case that will provide a blueprint to ensure it's around for another century and more. In this financial year, we'll continue working on the bridge and finalise the business case for the Story Bridge Renewal Project, which will guide the renewal works for the next 20 years. More than $120 million has been invested over the past two decades to maintain and renew the bridge. The Story Bridge is one of Queensland's most important transport and heritage assets, and that's why it's important for us to plan its long-term future to keep Brisbane moving today, tomorrow, and into the future.
Brisbane is one of Australia's fastest-growing cities, which is why we're investing even more in important infrastructure to help you get home sooner and safer. We're upgrading more intersections across the city and suburbs to help keep Brisbane moving. We're delivering more black spot projects, signalising intersections, creating new footpaths and upgrading existing ones around Brisbane. Improving safety in Brisbane's growing school precincts will continue this financial year, with safer school precincts projects progressing in Kedron, Mansfield, Wynnum and Indooroopilly.
We're investing more than ever in road resurfacing this financial year to get you home sooner and safer. Our teams are busy year-round maintaining our 5,800-kilometre road network, and now we're ramping up work for an even bigger year of road resurfacing. Approximately 340,000 tonnes of asphalt will go towards resurfacing 190 locations over the coming year. We're keeping Brisbane moving and building better roads for today and the future.
Brisbane is full of waste smart heroes, from local legends and waste smart schools and businesses to community groups and volunteers. If you know someone taking action to help make Brisbane a cleaner and more sustainable city, nominate them in the 2026 Waste Smart Brisbane Awards today. Learn more at wastesmartawards.com.au.
We've been selected to receive Bloomberg Philanthropy's Youth Climate Action Fund support to help young people aged 15 to 24 put climate solutions into action. Grants are available for youth-led, practical initiatives that support our climate priorities to benefit our city and suburbs. Successful projects will be delivered right here in Brisbane and could include ideas for cooling and greening neighbourhoods, reducing waste, improving water quality, providing climate education, or encouraging walking, cycling, and using public transport. Applications close on Wednesday, the 26th of August. Learn more by searching Youth Climate Action Fund on our website.
On Thursday, 3rd of September, workplace teams and community members will spend the night sleeping in their cars at Brisbane Skygate DFO to raise vital funds for the Forgotten Women Initiative. Funds raised in the Live Like Her Challenge support providing affordable homes for women over 55 experiencing homelessness. Sadly, this is the fastest growing demographic of homelessness in our city. The Forgotten Women Project is proudly supported by the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust. Go to livelikeherchallenge.com.au to learn more and sign up to the challenge and take a step forward helping homeless women in our city to get back on their feet.
Brisbane Metro has recorded more than 11 million passenger trips since services first began in 2025. More residents are getting on board the frequent turn-up-and-go services for everyday travel to get to the people, places and activities they love. And it's not stopping there. Planning is underway to expand Brisbane Metro to more parts of the city, with future routes being explored for the north, east, south and Brisbane Airport. To learn more, visit our website and search Brisbane Metro.
We're helping Emmanuel City Mission to provide practical support and safe places for people experiencing homelessness and hardships by contributing $750,000 over the next 3 years. This builds on an initial $500,000 contribution in last year's budget that helped deliver female bathroom and sleeping facilities, allowing the mission's night sanctuary to welcome both men and women for the first time. Since opening in November last year, the night sanctuary has provided more than 600 overnight stays, offering a warm meal, a safe place to sleep, and support services that have helped people find a way out of homelessness. Search homeless support on our website to learn about the services available, including our regular Homeless Connect events.
Make the most of curbside collection when it rolls around to your neighbourhood. Place your items for collection on the curbside in the front of your property by 6 a.m. on the first day of the collection period. Keep piles less than 2 cubic metres, or the size of a small block's trailer load. If you have more material than 2 cubic metres, you can dispose of it at our resource recovery centres. Check out the list of acceptable and unacceptable items on our website. Put recycling in your yellow bin throughout the year. Search Curbside Collection Calendar on our website to find out more. You can also scan the QR code to download the free Brisbane Bin and Recycling app.
In 6 years, we'll welcome the world to our city when we host the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. We're getting the city ready by improving our roads, transport, footpaths, and active travel options, planting shady trees, creating more opportunities for artworks, and much more. We'll soon launch our legacy plan to deliver better infrastructure, more opportunities to move well and stay active, more ways for our community to prosper, and create an even more livable, welcoming city. Search Olympic and Paralympic Games on our website to find out more. Brisbane's grassroots clubs are scoring big wins in our budget, with a major boost to the Lord Mayor's Better Suburbs grants. An additional $900,000 will expand the community facility category, with grants of up to $200,000 available to help clubs design and deliver upgraded spaces for community lease facilities. The community support category will also rise from $10,000 to $15,000, helping groups fund essential maintenance, improve sustainability, and purchase new equipment. Search Community Grants on our website for more information.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.